Agnes had raised herself up in her bed at these words, but she sank gently back on her pillow. Aunt Isabel was rooted to her chair, and Michael, as he rose up, felt as if the ground were sinking under his feet. There was a dead silence all around the house for a short space, and then the sound of many voices, which again by degrees subsided. The eyes of all then looked, and yet feared to look, toward the door. Jacob Maine was not so good as his word, for he did not bring Lucy by the hand to restore her to her parents, but dressed again in her own bonnet and gown and her own plaid, in rushed their own child by herself, with tears and sobs of joy, and her father laid her within her mother's bosom.